We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. 1. Nicotine can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can make kids more anxious. 3. Changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. The morning run continues. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han. And we have on the line Michael Wan. He's an analyst at Credit Suisse in Singapore.
Good morning, Michael. Now, today at 3 p.m., Bank Negara is set to make its decision on Malaysia's benchmark interest rate. Now, you say they're expected to stand pat at 3%. How so?
Yes. So we expect BNM to remain on hold in the upcoming meeting today. But I think what BNM has been talking about over the past few meetings is that they have turned a bit more positive on global outlook and global growth. And in terms of its statements, there seems to be a bit more tilt towards talking about inflation. And what they've also mentioned is that they'll rather look more at core inflation rather than headline inflation trends. So we think the statement would continue along the same veins. And given that they're talking about growth improving, especially on the external front, we don't think they'll have any impetus to shift policy in the upcoming meeting today.
But if their comments, you know, are turning a bit more positive on global growth, as you mentioned, so moving forward, would that perhaps land more bias on the upside for monetary policy, you know, given that Malaysia is still very much reliant on external demand for propping up domestic growth?
Yes, we think so. So we don't forecast a hike, but we think the bias of risk is tilted towards a hike rather than a cut at this stage. So one is that based on our forecast, we do think that growth will continue to improve moving forward. There are a couple of reasons for this. First is that the fiscal policy is turning more expansionary after many years of contractionary fiscal policy, given the fall in commodity prices. The second key reason is that there are quite a number of broader public infrastructure projects being pushed through over the rest of this year. And the third reason is that given what we've seen in terms of palm oil and oil, this should fit with some lagged impact to things like private consumption and rural household consumption moving forward. So we do think that growth will likely surprise on the upside. So in terms of the central bank's perspective, while we don't forecast a hike, we think that the probability of risk is tilted towards a hike rather than a cut.
Now, you mentioned a good point there, you know, fiscal policy being more expansionary. Do you think the federal government has that kind of leeway, or do they have a lot more room to continue in that vein? Because, you know, offsetting that, you would think, is their ambition to reduce their fiscal deficit, right? So how do they balance that out?
Yeah. So I think that I think the way to put it is that part of what has helped is that oil prices have stabilized. So our forecast is assuming that oil prices don't take a further dive from here. And what you've seen over the past few years is that revenues from abroad, especially on the oil side, has come down quite significantly already. So I think the government does have some space to increase the growth of spending relative to last year. But of course, I'm just talking about 2017. Over the longer term, if the government wants to achieve its neutral fiscal policy target by 2020, it needs to do more reforms, such as removing more subsidies and maybe raising more revenues over the longer term.
And that may translate into more pain for the Malaysian voter there. Now, looking ahead, though, Michael, we've got April inflation print that's due out on May 17th. You have predicted a print of 4.4%, which is lower than the 5.1% that we saw in March. Do you think CPI has already peaked for the year?
I do think that CPI has already peaked for year. For the year, I think the two key reasons why we've seen this uptick in inflation pressures. First is that oil prices went up quite a bit at the start of the year, and that has now started to moderate a bit. So we think that should translate into lower RON 95 and domestic fuel prices moving forward. The second key reason is you saw some removal of cooking oil subsidies in November last year. So the feeding through of that into food prices should start to fade as we move forward. So we think the combination of a bit lower domestic fuel prices plus some normalization in food prices should help to bring down inflation rates from here.
Also then, looking further ahead, Friday, May 19th, a week from today, we look forward to first quarter 2017 GDP data. Again, you're estimating a growth of 4.7%. What's driving that call?
Yeah, so the high-frequency numbers have generally been pretty good. Capital goods imports have surged 82% in March. So that should imply a pickup in investment activity. Exports have also been quite robust, rising 24% year on year in the latest month in both price and volume terms. So when you look at the range of other indicators such as loan growth, loan approvals, motor vehicle sales, and things like business sentiment, all of them have shown a further uptick in the quarter. So we think that this bodes well for the improvement in year-on-year growth in the first quarter of this year. And that should mean that consensus forecasts will likely be revised up moving forward.
What about that double-digit on-year growth we have seen in both exports and imports? How much do you think that will feed into that print that's due on May 19th?
I think it will be definitely one of the drivers behind the strength in the upcoming GDP numbers. But I think it will be broader than that, in that it's not just going to be exports which will be strong, but investment will also pick up due to the rollout of public infrastructure projects. I think consumption will remain flat, so roughly around 6% growth.
Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. That was Michael Wan, economist at Credit Suisse in Singapore. And now Koo Soo Chuang speaks to Mikio Kumada, global strategist with LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!